Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The point is that one single warrant should not apply to everybody who has a cell phone in America. One of the things that Snowden released was a single court order to the company Verizon that all of their customers' records would be looked at. That, to my mind, smacks of a generalized warrant. That's what we fought the Revolutionary War over. So I think by bringing a class action suit where we have hundreds of thousands of people who come forward and say, hey, my cell phone records are mine, unless you go to a judge and ask a judge specifically for my records, you shouldn't be able to have a general warrant. So I think the idea of a class action lawsuit with hundreds of thousands of participants really beats home and brings to the forefront the idea that this is a generalized warrant and it should be considered unconstitutional.
There's Senator Rand Paul explaining why he is spearheading a class action lawsuit against the NSA. Hooray, the NSA and all of this stuff is number 10 this week. Stuff is not a really good technical term, but you get the idea. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From number 10 we go, well, number 10, the NSA. Number 9, the gay marriage controversy. That would be something that has been around the horn once or twice, as we know. New meat from Arizona and Utah, so that's why we're on to that. Talk hosts Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozer talk about the legal process involved as different states battle over the legality for the gay marriage or in the gay marriage department, gay marriage issue.
Gay marriage is one step closer to being legal in the state of Arizona.
The plaintiffs and the plaintiff class are asking that the court reverse Arizona's ban on same-sex marriage. Right now, the state constitution prohibits same-sex marriage, the Arizona state constitution. We're asking in this lawsuit for the federal district court to strike those laws.
It said federal district courts have struck down laws in other states that have made gay marriage legal, or at least the process of. The latest is Utah. A judge struck down their ban on same-sex marriage. A whole bunch of gay couples got married. Then the Supreme Court put a stay on it. So they're in limbo. The same thing could happen here in Arizona, but, Gary, the process is moving forward. The
tide has turned in a lot of states. And, you know, we saw Massachusetts. We've seen Washington. We've seen a series of states decide, you know what, we're okay with it. There are some towns in Arizona who are okay with it. Bisbee did so, and a couple of other towns have decided to do so. And so the question is, how long can you prevent same-sex couples from getting married? It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And so I think the state has to look at this and decide, do we want to spend money fighting something that's inevitable, that in 50 years or 25 years or 75 years or whatever, there's a big question mark on it, but will fall. And yeah. I think the answer is no.
There's 18 states that allow it, plus Washington, D.C., I think, at last check. So it's going to happen for all 50 states, probably by federal law at some point, that every state's going to have to allow it.
Then you'll have states say, no, we want to opt out because,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. But, you know, what's interesting is the process and how this is being played out, because obviously these two lawyers are suing on behalf of four gay couples, two of whom have adopted children. And one of the things that they're saying is that those couples don't have the same rights that you do as parents. So if you're two dads or two moms and you're in a loving relationship, what happens to custody of the children if you get divorced? Because technically under law, they can't be married, so the custody is whoever the one of the parents is.
By the way, I think that's kind of a straw man argument, because here's the thing. If you and I are in a relationship and we have two children, then we also don't have those same legal rights. So are we arguing on behalf of same-sex couples, or are we arguing on behalf of also the opposite sex couples who aren't married, who thus don't have those same things that go along with? You know what I mean? Are we going to make a special class of gay couples, which I also don't think that we should do. I think if two people share custody of a child, either their natural born child or their adopted child, they should be considered married in the eyes of the law because they have a common interest.
Yeah, if that's what we're going to call it, via state.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But this is also using the courts. You know, there are a couple of states, Arizona actually one of them, Texas another one, North Dakota another one, that are trying to challenge Roe versus Wade. The only way Roe versus Wade can be overturned is by a Supreme Court decision that reverses it. It's happened a couple of times. Supreme Court's changed its mind in the court's history. So that's what this is. This is designed to go back to the Supreme Court to challenge a federal law or any state law that bans two gay couples from getting married, or a gay couple from getting married. That's the whole idea, because you have to use the court sometimes to force change.
Up next, marijuana unemployment. Dennis Rodman All in the focus next here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, The Week in Review.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $139. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This is Talk Radio. Radio, it's best at its finest. And the review is sponsored by the folks at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen, Colorado's marijuana law number 8 this week on the countdown. Let's listen as we tune in to host Jimmy Barrett having a conversation with Laurie Kinney from the Denver Post about the discussion. Well, the discussion is the first week they focus on the first week of recreational marijuana sales. And the law in Colorado changed at the beginning of the year.
$1 million in sales for the first day sounds like pretty good business.
It is pretty, it's huge business. This is huge. You know, we've had medical marijuana here in Colorado. It was made legal in 2000, and the dispensaries really boomed around 2009. So that's been a pretty big business, but recreational is pretty much making medical just look like a drop in the bucket now.
Yeah. How do the prices compare to what you would pay for it on the street?
You know, I don't know about how about you pay on the street. I do know that, you know, we've seen the prices start out at a certain level the first day of sales. And some people were raising their prices, realizing that, you know, there's a lot of demand for this. I don't know about the street prices. I'm not, you know, I'm not really a smoker, so I don't know about it on the street myself.
That was a little bit of a test for you, Laura. Because
yeah.
If you could rattle off the street price, I know you were fibbing to me about the not using thing.
Giving them my dealer, you know, no. you know, I don't know what the street prices are. I do know that the prices for medical and for recreational have stayed about the same, but the difference is in the tax structure. Taxable marijuana for medical is a lot lower, and for recreational, it's a 25% tax. 15% of that is excise tax, but then you have the local municipality taxes on top of that. So you end up paying a lot more for the recreational marijuana.
Now, as I understand the way the law works in Colorado, if you're a resident, you can get 1 ounce a day. If you're out of state, you can only get 1/4 ounce. So I'm guessing, again, I'm not a marijuana smoker either, so I don't know how much marijuana you go through or how many marijuana joints you can make. with an ounce of marijuana, but it sounds like you're going to be going to the store fairly frequently if you're a heavy user, aren't you?
Well, you know, you can. And that's one of the things that's actually been something that has been a concern out here, is that state residents can get an ounce, but there really is no way to track. So I could go from store to store to store, and I can get as much as I want. Now, you're not supposed to do that. It's pretty much supposed to be self-regulated. But part of the law is that they can't track what you're buying if you're a recreational customer. It's just like going into a liquor store. You show your ID, you pick up your pot.
The debate over extending unemployment benefits, number 7 this week on the Countdown. Host Matt Murphy talking here to Scott Stantis from the Chicago Tribune about the president insisting the economy's improving, yet pushing for an extension on unemployment benefits.
The unemployment rate is far greater than they're actually claiming it to be. They're crooking the numbers, and this guy is touting his economic benefits while begging for more unemployment benefits, and he can't have it both ways, but the media lets him.
Of course they do. And the Republicans are painted as these horrible ogres who are trying to, you know, decimate hardworking Americans. Oh, wait, they're not working at all. And I can understand not getting a job, for a period of time. That's what unemployment insurance was for, clearly, obviously, you know. But, you know, really, 99 weeks? I'm like you. Go to Home Depot. You know, go to Starbucks. You know, they...
Look, I've told this story before. I don't want to belabor it. But I was fired from my radio gig in Augusta, Georgia. I worked at Waffle House through college, right? That's part of the, you know, I just earned money at Waffle House.
Yeah.
When I was working in radio in Augusta, Georgia in my 20s, I was fired from my job. And the day that I was fired from my job, you know what I did, Stannis? I walked into a Waffle House. Now, I'd already started my radio career. I walk into a Waffle House and I apply for a job. Why? Because I needed money. And I got the job. And I don't want to work at Waffle House. And I felt, and nothing against people that work at Waffle House, but I felt like a loser because, you know, you're on a career track and then you feel set back and you're back to your car. But I did it, and that's called work ethic. That's what it's all about.
Well, I have, you know, it's weird, and I wish I could understand it because I'm like you. You know, when I lost a cartooning job at a fairly big paper when I was very young. I was 24 years old. But you know what? You know, one of the jobs I did for a very, very short period of time, but, you know, I was willing to do it, was dig ditches.
Cut 62, Matt Murphy. Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea is number 6 on the Countdown. Host Jim Villanucci talking to a caller about Dennis Rodman's CNN interview and whether or not North Korea is going to decide to keep him one way or the other.
Here's the issue. Well, there's about 18 different issues here. If anybody can translate me what he's saying here, and by the way, it gets worse as it goes along, right? Is he taking 10 professional basketball players to North Korea to play basketball for Kim Jong-un's birthday? That's what he's doing. Obviously, Dennis Rodman is nuts. Obviously. I mean, that's not even a joke. I mean, he's mentally ill. But why are these other guys going along with it? Why are these other guys willing to fly to North Korea to play basketball to honor Kim Jong-un's birthday? So are these just Dennis Rodman's dumbest friends in basketball? Anyway, and there's an American hostage over there. That's the other issue that is disturbing. Carl, go ahead.
I can tell exactly what he's saying.
Okay.
He's saying, the heck with politics. I just came off of 3 martinis, and I'm looking for 4 more.
Well, I think that's a fair assessment. So you think he's gone? Can he even play, as drunk or as messed up as he is, can he even play basketball anymore?
I don't think so. I think the world is about as round as this ball there. He's at that high where everybody's his friend. You know what I'm saying? If you have that many beers, you know, you're wrapping your arms around anything that doesn't look like a tree. Yeah.
No, I think that's probably the best explanation of what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Is there any danger of him going over there and not being able to return? Not that I care. What if Kim Jong-un enjoys this basketball game so much that he decides to make them political prisoners and they are his own private basketball game for his enjoyment every weekend?
Up next, Obamacare and Iraq. That's up here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Continuing with our review of the hot hits in talk radio, Doug Steffen here at number 5 on the countdown. Oh, yes, you would be disappointed if we didn't have some focus during the top 10 on the Affordable Care Act. Talk host Matt Patrick here with Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas. They discussed the Republicans using Obamacare to gain ground in this year's election, the 2014 elections in the fall.
Are the Republicans going to take it to the Democrats over the course of the next few months?
Well, I certainly hope so, and I think the best thing we can do is continue to shine a bright light on Obamacare and all the damage it's doing to patients and local businesses and the economy. It's our biggest budget buster of all. We want to make sure the American public isn't distracted by other issues. We are going to tackle your personal security, those who've been forced into Obamacare, forcing the website. Now their personal security and information may be at risk. We want to make sure Obamacare isn't exempted from the other notifications that if your private information, credit card information, other things, Matt, are jeopardized by a private company, you have to be notified.
So,
in recourse, we want to do the same for Obamacare.
And you know that the Democrats are going to come back. Income inequality, we've been talking about that today.
Yeah.
That's going to be their big chant. Over the course of the next few months, raising the minimum wage, immigration, how do you combat those?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe with the facts, you know, if we can get it covered, truth is, minimum wage, you mandate a local small business person pay $5,000 more a year for every worker they have, not new customers, not new revenue, just higher mandated costs. What they do is they hire fewer workers. They certainly hire fewer younger workers who are trying to get that first job. So raising the minimum wage shouldn't be the goal. It only hurts those people. It should be getting people off the minimum wage. And one thing, way you do it, is create new jobs. The Keystone XL pipeline, the House has passed 150 jobs bills sitting in the Senate. We think rather than raising the minimum wage or extending emergency unemployment benefits when the emergency is over, the focus ought to be on creating jobs.
Number 4 in the countdown, what's going on in Iraq this week? Host Rick Sanchez talking about whether the U.S. is gearing up to go back into Iraq.
Are you at all interested at this point in having our troops, I mean, like boots on the ground, back in Iraq, specifically in the Fallujah area? I don't know if you've heard about this, right? But apparently we got a problem. Is anybody really surprised? Come on. Is anybody really surprised? Apparently, you know, we had pushed the Al-Qaeda-backed rebels out of Fallujah. Well, they're back in there. They've retaken Fallujah. And now these people in Washington are actually having a conversation about whether or not, you know, we should be thinking about sending our troops back into Fallujah.
Yeah.
You know what? Send your son, Mr. President. Send your son or daughter, Mr. Congressman. Because, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and this is where the libertarian streak in me comes out. You know what? Enough of trying to manage other countries. How about us? How about building our schools for a change? How about keeping some of the money here in the United States? I mean, frankly, the idea that somebody would be thinking about sending our troops once again and getting involved in Iraq, even in a small way. First of all, I don't believe in there's such a thing as a small way when you put our guys on in harm's way. Hell no, we shouldn't. Al-Qaeda wasn't there to begin with. They're there because we helped get them there because of everything we did with the Ba'athists. You know, Hussein was a piece of crap. Yes, I agree. However, at least he had those other pieces of crap under control. I mean, there's a million places to go with this thing. The fact of the matter is, do you want your son? Do you want your daughter going back over there?
Iraq is the fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. So let's recap where we are at the end of the first half hour. NSA is 10, gay marriage is 9, Colorado marijuana law is 8, unemployment benefit extension discussion number 7, Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea number 6, Obamacare is 5, Iraq is number 4. So in just a matter of moments, we'll get back to the countdown with numbers 3, 2, and 1.
The top radio countdown.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
GCN. New year, new attitude, new show. Man Cow is now on GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen, back into the Talk Radio Countdown mode for the week ending Friday, January the 10th, up to number three, or yeah, I guess we'd say up to, we could say down to three. Robert Gates has a new book. Some Talk Radio callers are very interested in this new book, as you can imagine, and so let's listen in as we have a montage of input from Talk Radio folks all around the country.
I think Mr. Gates is out of line. And I think we should also stay in Iraq and try and salvage whatever we can and look for the missing funds to put in our treasury, especially the oil that's supposed to go in our treasury. It's going to China, and we don't know where the money is.
I agree with the comments that Mr. Gates made. I never felt right with President Obama being commander-in-chief of our military. There was a comment made several years ago by Janet Napolitano, and I don't remember which station reported it, but she said something on the order that the military, it would be the only one who would be a threat to their agenda. Now, I don't know what their agenda is, but the American people better wake up in this country because there are serious problems. And if our military is being put in harm's way, that is not a good thing.
I think it's unfortunate that both the previous Republican administration and the current Democratic administration has not been able to really move forward at all. This Middle Eastern quote-unquote war has been perpetual. And the only one losing out is absolutely every citizen of the United States, regardless of their tax bracket. And I say that because all the money that's being lost through every part of the war, whether it be for equipment or supplies or just medical costs or the injured soldiers when they come back, it could be used for better things, education, health care, you know, even just, you know, simple reforms, try to get
think it's ironic for the secretary now to complain about Obama, who didn't get us in the war, who voted against the war, and trying to get us out of the war, getting our kids back here, our men and women. And for this guy, all of a sudden, now don't say anything, nothing about his hero, George Bush, who put us in there. And then when it's time for him to serve, you couldn't find him. I think it's all just poppycock. Nothing creative about trying to get this country moving forward.
President Obama basically is trying to run this country like the general population wants, the public wants. He is being responsible to the public. We do not want these wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, or Libya. So for basically what President Obama is doing is going along and moving the military and the government of the United States to what the American people want. We do not want a war with Iran. These people like McCain and all these names, Sears, all they're being that neocons are being that war tree, but they don't want to spend no money in the United States to build up and help educate the minority groups in this country who have fought and are living in these desperate situations.
That leads us up to number two, Chris Christie and Bridgegate. Up next, you're on the countdown.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Bier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue. I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Talk radio, the hot hits, the hot stuff. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number two in this week's countdown as we begin the new year. Chris Christie has a lot of splaining to do. Host Steve Scott talking to political analyst Larry Sabato about Christie's apology, the press conference, and if he's doing enough to get out from under this scandal.
Larry, you watched this whole thing. How did Chris Christie handle this mess?
Christie did very well. He was impressive in the press conference. He answered every question he was asked. He certainly took enough of them. Some were friendly and others were hostile. But I think he did as well as he could do in the 2 hours available in the press conference to refute some of the charges being made against him in Bridgegate. However, you also have to say this is going to go on and on. There are state investigations. There may be civil penalties assessed because of some of the personal crises that occurred during the traffic backups on those 3 days. There will be other political consequences just in New Jersey. It's not going to be the open to a second term that Chris Christie hoped it would be. So there are real consequences that will affect any presidential bid he chooses to make.
You know, leading up to the governor's news conference, we wondered, which Chris Christie will we see? Will he come out fire and brimstone? He came out contrite. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. I'm humiliated. Was that the right approach?
Oh, absolutely. I think if he had come out and said, "How dare you question me?" and that would have sunk like a stone. No, he took the right approach, and he kept saying, "I'm the one on top. I'm the one responsible. It's you know, blame me," and so on. He said all the right things. And frankly, if he was not involved in the incident or in the cover-up of the incident, he's going to be fine, basically. That is, he's fired at least two people who were involved, and there may be others. He's continuing to do interviews with his staff. His fear ought to be that something is going to emerge from these investigations that will contradict something he said at a press conference. There's a reason why senior public officials don't frequently give two-hour press conferences. The more you talk on the record, the more there is to shoot at. Your opponents have a lot of material, and no doubt some people will use that material even before the presidential campaign begins.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, if Chris Christie runs for president, will this be a campaign issue? And do you think he did enough to smooth over the bumps?
This will be an issue because he's governor, and inevitably his opponents are going to say, "You mean you didn't know what the people closest to you, your own campaign manager, your inner staff aides were doing? If you can't manage a governor's office, how will you manage the presidency, which is infinitely more complex?" It will be in a TV ad for every candidate running against Christie, assuming Christie runs and actually becomes the front runner. So, of course, it's not over.
Host Bill Handel talking about what we now know about Chris Christie as a potential presidential candidate. This, because of, I guess you can make up your mind after seeing the way he reacted to the scandal.
My first thought, as we were just listening to Governor Christie, is I have to tell you, there was not one iota of political speak in that speech. This was not a politician who was talking to the people of New Jersey and actually talking to all of us in the country, because this is a presidential candidate who is speaking to all of us, and we are now taking note of the kind of man he is under these circumstances, under this kind of pressure. How does he react with something that's been thrown in his face like this? I think he gives us a good idea of, at least under these circumstances, what he would do as president. And I got to tell you, I loved what he had to say. He didn't bandy his words about. He said that Bridget Ann Kelly lied, not misspoke, not in any way did not tell the truth, obfuscated, didn't tell me the whole story. She lied. I was lied to. She is a liar. And I fired her this morning. I mean, he made that real clear. How many times did he say that, incidentally, that she was a liar and he fired her?
Several.
I know. He just kept, yeah. He also talked about David Wilstein, who was head of the Port Authority. Gone.
sacking, fired, and finally, Bill Stefien. These are the three names he mentioned. Bill Stefien, former campaign manager, and just became effectively head of the New Jersey Republican Party as a contract employee, a good contract employee, in terms of heading the party or heading the various campaigns that party of people running for that under that party are going to use his facilities, use his ability, his political ability, gone. And of course, the big loser here, or the one who is most to blame, is Bridget Ann Kelly, who is his deputy chief of staff.
Here are some talk radio callers reacting to the governor of New Jersey, Mr. Christie, and I guess this is a reaction to the scandal itself.
I actually was a low-level intern for the governor's campaign this past campaign cycle, and just watching all the coverage the last couple of days, I'm very disappointed. I still want to give the governor the benefit of the doubt, but, it's very disconcerting to me, and I'm very upset because I worked tirelessly. Not only was I door-to-door, I did door-to-door. I also made phone calls, countless hours, and it's just disconcerting. And, I'll wait and watch the hearings today, and we'll see how things go. But I'm upset, and I actually got a photo with him towards the end of the campaign. That was one of the things I wanted. And, I don't know, has the lesson for sure. But I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, however. Incompetence is a word I would use because he should have known about it. If he didn't know about it, he should have hired people that wouldn't have done this to him.
I am personally a far-left wing nut. Think of commie liberal. But having said that, I think it's absolutely possible the governor did not know this. But just from what I've seen, it appears that the governor has this virtual army surrounding him, people that will do anything just to, like, spread the bulliness around. And if that's the case, then, I mean, what does it say that, like, some of his appointees are lifelong friends that he's willing to have them fall on their swords just so they can please the governor with these? I mean, some of the scandals we've seen, I mean, he took the security detail away from one of our ex-governors because he didn't like something that he said. It goes back to when he was U.S. attorney. But the thing is, I don't necessarily think anything bad is going to happen to him because there's just this culture in New Jersey, it seems, that people admire this. They want somebody who pulls stunts like this.
I believe that Governor Christie knew what was happening, and it's just another Republican being a bully. He's not the only bully. I believe the members of Congress, especially the Tea Party and the leader of the House, are bullies, and they are all against the poor people, and Christie is just one of them.
So let's go back over the top 10 this week. Number 10, the NSA. Number 9, gay marriage. Number 8, the Colorado marijuana law. Number 7, unemployment and the benefit extension discussion. Number 6, Dennis Rodman and discussion of his trip to North Korea. Number 5, Obamacare. Number 4, Iraq. Number 3, Robert Gates' new book. Number 2, Chris Christie. Number 1, the discussion of global warming and the weather. That's it. That leaves us at number 1, the polar vortex issue, global warming. Yes, once again. So we have two good ones here that are overviews of something that we talk about with regularity, right? This is the second one. We'd love to talk about global warming. And that's the number 1 item. We'll get to it in a moment here on the countdown.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's finish this off. We're up to number one. Doug Steffen here, counting up to number one, the polar vortex. You've never heard that term before, right? And the global warming. Host Jeff Messer talking about how many people are citing this week's cold weather as proof that there is nothing to the global warming discussion.
Over half the country, though, is facing the coldest temperatures in 20 years. The words historic lows have been bandied about quite a bit these past few days. And naturally, of course, as if on cue, stupid people and some really smart people make asinine comments about global warming. Jokes about the appearance of cold, meaning the lack of global warming. They just kind of pop up every winter, right? Hey, it's cold. Hey, whatever happened to global warming? You know, whatever. There's a pretty cool article out there, though, that helps to clear things up and depict what's happening a lot more clearly. We've often heard the analogy of how, and I like this one myself particularly, of how, you know, when you get sick and you have a fever, you very often feel like you're cold. You feel the chills, right? You're like, give me a blanket, I'm freezing. It's like, you got 102 temperature, you are not freezing. However, National Geographic bioanthropologist Greg Layden gives a little bit of insight into this that I think is fairly interesting. According to Layden, the recent record cold temperatures indicate to many that the Arctic's cold air is expanding, engulfing other countries. If that were true, that would be a great argument for the global cooling theory, because you've heard that pop up recently. It's like, hey, temperatures are going down, so there's no more global warming. It's global cooling. The Arctic's cold is growing, right? That's the theory. It's, oh, the cold is expanding and it's engulfing us even more. And Layden, the bioanthropologist Layden, he asks, how can such a thing happen with global warming? Well, the answer, he writes, is that the Arctic air that usually sits on top of our planet is taking an excursion south for a couple of days, leaving the North Pole relatively warm and our temperate region not so temperate. This would explain how Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, 34 degrees.
Talk host Jay Weber discussing whether or not too much is being made over this week's cold weather in the news media.
I do have mixed feelings on this one. You start to see temperatures like this, and I don't blame people for just deciding, look, I'm just going to stay home, or I'm just going to do what I have to do and then get it quite right home. But this is, we've had an interesting reaction to this. I have not seen so many Wisconsinites hold up at home at one time. Maybe, you know, you get little glimpses of this during the Packers game. If you go out during the Packers game and run some errands, no one's around. But otherwise, this is, you know, this is really unique. Everyone is just hunkered down. This is what most people have been doing over the last 2 days. I have no idea what rush hour looked like yesterday afternoon, but we didn't have much of one yesterday morning. And it wasn't just a matter of school buses not running. People, the traffic volume was down dramatically. When I went home, very few people on the streets or on the interstate. I stopped at the grocery store on the way home. Normally a good number of shoppers are there midday. Ghost town. Other than the staffers, there might have been 5 people in the store. No exaggeration. One cashier aisle was open, one. And I don't mean the express lane was open and then one other aisle. There was one lane open. And I walked right up and started unloading the cart. Like post-apocalypse America. And then waking up and driving in last night, around 9 o'clock last night, for the first 20 minutes of my 40-minute drive, for the first 20 minutes I passed one car. I passed one car in 20 minutes in southeastern Wisconsin at 9 o'clock at night. It's just unheard of. Are we right to be hunkered down in our homes due to this weather? Should kids be home from school? Should businesses be closed? Bars and restaurants are closed. They didn't even have their staff show up to see if they'd have any business, any walk-in business. They didn't want the walk-in business. Ah, they just closed down. I drive through past several bars and restaurants on my way to work. They're all closed. Is it an overreaction? Normally I'd say yes, but you can't walk between the car and the building without being chilled to the bone and brutalized by high winds. It is unique, even for Wisconsin. Is it annoying you that nothing's open and kids aren't in school, or do you just not think it's a big deal?
So, the number one item this week, the polar vortex. There's a good back and forth between Chris Christie and the polar vortex, but we settled in on the weather. So, let's go back over the top 10 this week. Number 10, the NSA. Number 9, gay marriage. Number 8, the Colorado marijuana law. Number 7, unemployment and the benefit extension discussion. Number 6, Dennis Rodman and discussion of his trip to North Korea. Number 5, Obamacare. Number 4, Iraq. Number 3, Robert Gates' new book. Number 2, Chris Christie. Number 1, the discussion of global warming and the weather. That's it. That's this hour's overview of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show
is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.